Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to have as our very special guest today, our next Florida District 13 representative for the state of Florida. I'm delighted to have LaSierra Maslin with us today as we discuss the issue. Why vote? Why vote? Because if we're wanting to save America, if we're wanting to deliver our nation and our state from the abyss, we need to vote. I'm looking at an article, a quote from Samuel Adams. It says, "Let every citizen remember at the moment he is offering his vote that he is executing one of the most solemn trusts in human society, for which he is accountable to God and to his country." Samuel Adams. So as we cast a ballot, it is a solemn trust that we have been given by God, and as a result of that, we owe that trust. We need to be honorable in doing so. LaSierra, again, thank you for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, for a reintroduction for LaSierra, LaSierra Maslin is the no party affiliation candidate for District 13. There is a person in there now, a representative there today in that district, that's a, if I could be bold enough to just simply say, a socialist, Marxist, communist, BLM, democratic operative. And LaSierra, may I set the stage before asking the question? Your opponent, we're not going to call the name, your opponent is a liberal, socialist, Democrat that believes in abortion, gun control, defunding the police, and the removal of our heritage monuments in our districts in our area. Should citizens vote in District 13 for such a candidate?
Absolutely not. I mean, I'm thinking, if your mindset is in that direction, then hey, you know, my answer and response doesn't matter. But if I were to think that, if you're listening to this show, that you are a conservative and your beliefs are biblical. So absolutely not. That is, you know, to vote in that direction is to basically vote damnation to us as a people. And so you would be the cause of that. And so if that is what you would like to have on your heart and then also be held accountable for in this life and the next, then by all means. But I ask for your vote come November 8th. Stand independently and vote no party affiliation.
Amen. LaSierra, I'm going to take just a moment to give very rapidly about 10 things if a person votes for your opponent. If a person votes a Democratic ticket, if a person votes for a Democrat candidate, this is what you're voting for. You're voting to defund law enforcement. You're voting for continual lawlessness in our cities and across America. You're voting to continue to murder millions upon millions of defenseless children still in the mother's womb. You're voting for the mutilation of millions of preteens and teenagers in the transsexual push that's in the society today. If you vote for a Democratic candidate, it's a vote for gun control. It's a vote to cancel your Second Amendment rights. If you vote for a Democratic candidate, you're voting to persecute and prosecute conservatives and Christians, not only statewide but nationally. A vote for a Democratic candidate is a vote to destroy the sovereignty of America because of a no-border philosophy by the leader of the party, Joe Biden. A Democratic vote is a vote to push the LGBTQ agenda in our public schools. A vote for a Democratic candidate is a vote to destroy our national heritage monuments. A vote for a Democratic candidate is a vote to future lockdown, future mask mandates, future forced COVID vaccinations, and even worse. A vote for a Democratic candidate is a vote for any Democratic candidate is a vote against God. It's against God's word. It's against God's church. And it's a vote against God's plan for man, for America, and for our state. I don't know if I summarized that well enough or not, La Sierra, but that's the way I see a vote for a Democratic candidate. And this is the reason it is our prayer on this broadcast that God will open the doors, and by November the 8th, there will be an overwhelming mandate for you to take your seat and be sworn in Tallahassee to represent we the people in the state of Florida. Would you take a moment, La Sierra, and respond to why should we say no to the CRT, the critical race theory, in our public school system?
So after you already so beautifully spelled that out and just laid that out for the Democratic vote, obviously, the critical race theory is obviously a Democratic agenda, and it's already been profusely pushed in our school systems, more so in our children, the younger ones, kindergarten and up. They like to start with the impressionable minds, which is a very strategic plan. And so I am completely and wholeheartedly against that. It is not done in the obvious form. So parents, you all have to be aware. You have to be alert. You have to ask questions. You need to look at homework and just find out what's happening, because they're putting it under an underlying topic or a subject line or what I want to say, another name for it. They're not obviously calling it blatantly CRT or critical race theory. So we need to be alert. We need to be aware of that. And so that is basically teaching that our white children are oppressing our black children and causing our black children to feel like they're oppressed and they're not, you know, they don't have the same rights as the white child, and just basically just trying to enslave the minds of both our children, of both races, and just children as a whole, without them making them see color versus character, and just allowing them just to have their innocence in growing up. And so we just need to be aware of that, because you all, if they're trying to have the divisiveness start early, and just can you imagine growing up to a form of thinking in that direction, what that would be, you know, for our future generation. So that would be something that I would be going into the seat, being sure is completely taken out of our school systems, including on the university level.
I'm in full agreement with that. And for the benefit, kind of as a little footnote to that, a little parenthetical side issue, we have a rejection of the Florida state law that says CRT and the LGBTQ agenda cannot be pushed in our public schools, especially kindergarten through third grade. And yet right here in Duval County, I don't know about Nassau and Clay County and St. John's County, but I know in Duval County, there's an attempt to skirt the law and to circumvent what the law calls for, and that is coming from the top down in the Board of Education. So it's my prayer that there will be a stronger stand in Tallahassee, once you've been sworn in, a stronger stand in the upcoming legislative session that will make that after that law to have teeth in it. It has teeth now, but stronger teeth to prevent that from destroying the hearts and the minds of our children. Many, last year, do not realize that that's part of the Karl Marx agenda, Marxism. Karl Marx, with 10 major points of Marxism, the top three out of the 10 that I've carved out over the years, is to destroy the nuclear family, to divide the nation based on race, and to dethrone God. And our public school systems and all of the Democratic Party, that seems to be their three main goals and their main agenda going forward as I see it today. So, Lester, with that being said, should parents have the authority, have the prerogative, have the benefit to say where their child can go to school. And with that, should we have an educational system in the state of Florida where a parent can make the decision, I want homeschool, I want parochial school, I want Christian school, I want charter school, I want online school, to make that decision and have the Florida school tax money follow the child and not follow the institution?
Yes, absolutely. I stand firmly with school choice. I stand firmly with pulling out your schools out of your children out of the public schools. And I completely believe that the parent has every right over the child. It's concerning anything regarding them. If you brought them here, then you're responsible for them regarding education and any other resources that it requires to raise a child. So, yes, I completely am for the parental rights education bill and the sexualization of our children that's being enforced on their minds. Hypersexualization is really what I like to call it, and these teachers are being groomers in doing so and teaching this mess in our schools. And so, yes, I am going to stand firmly against it and speak radically about it in the form on the natural sense as well as the spiritual. And people are going to have to give an answer, because we're not going to tolerate this mess being forced upon us and then our parental rights being stripped away. It is not going to happen on my watch, and God is not pleased. And so we don't want to see the repercussions and consequences of it. As a whole and as a people, we all need to take a stand and make sure we're down at the school boards, making them aware. And then also when the sessions are in, making sure we're present and allowing our voices to be heard.
Absolutely. And may I just tuck in a little thought? As you're standing on the floor passionately lecturing on this subject, I'd love to stand there as your backup and preach for about an hour for you. And solidify the thought. Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking to La Sierra Maslin. She is the candidate for District 13, House of Representatives in the state of Florida. The telephone number here is 831-0917 if you'd like to ask her a question or if you'd like to join in the discussion. 831-0917. I believe we have Janie on the line. Janie, go over the question or comment, please.
Hi. I wanted to call in regarding La Sierra's position running for office. I cannot stress enough to the listeners today how important it is that we have a candidate step into office who is pro-freedom, who is pro-U.S. Constitution, who is pro-Second Amendment, and who protects the life of the most vulnerable among us. I believe La Sierra is one who has each and every one of these requirements for someone to run for office to be a candidate representing its people within the district. And it's important also for the people to know that La Sierra is a business owner. Why is that important in a seat such as state representative? It's important because you need someone in office who knows how to build from the ground up, who can see the vulnerabilities in business, which also transpires into seeing vulnerabilities within government. Once those vulnerabilities are identified, certainly solutions can be presented. And so it's really important that we have someone who is multifaceted in this position. I believe La Sierra is that person.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for that spot-on identification as to what is needed. What you're simply saying is, to put it in the Youngblood vernacular, someone that is a candidate for office that signed the front of a check and not just signing the back of a check makes a vast difference on how you view life, how you view the Word of God, and how you view policies and procedures need to be put in place for the citizens in our city, state, and across the nation. La Sierra, I am thankful for your candidacy. The question that I need to ask would be this. Should Florida be proactive and pass laws against the recreational marijuana? We talked about this in a previous broadcast. I'm passionate about that because I have studied and researched thousands of articles about the dangers and the damage to people that smoke marijuana, that participate in it. It is a major, billions of dollars industry. And the problem with the marijuana industry, they have to make it stronger with the THC year by year by year. simply to keep people hooked on it, to keep people coming back. Now, I know that at the present time, we have medical marijuana laws in the state of Florida. The pot shops are open on just about all the corners in our city and across the state. It's a farce because I am familiar with how you get a prescription for medical marijuana, and it's just an open door for recreational marijuana. But it's going to eventually be on the ballot. It was scheduled to be on the ballot for November the 8th. Fortunately, the Supreme Court of the state of Florida ruled that the amendment could not be placed on the ballot this voting cycle because the wording, the 90-word to minimum 90 words for the amendment, were illegally written, worded. And so the Supreme Court said no. But there's a major group in America that wants to see, in the state of Florida, that wants to see Florida go as other states have, and it become a pot state. What is your position on that, very succinctly? Do you believe we need to have open recreational use of marijuana in the state of Florida?
Absolutely not. This is it's a setup, Dr. Youngblood, is what comes to mind when I think about this gateway drug and this drug that's just being abused. And I can tell that it's just being more and more profusely just, you know, overlooked. I mean, I'm smelling it just walking to the grocery store. It's, it's no more hiding out anymore about it. It's obviously like a cigarette at this point. And although it's supposed to still be illegal and whatever, whatever, but is the cops just not just doing it? They don't feel strongly about it anymore. I'm even thinking that's the case because it's still something that I scrunch up my face and I purposely wave my hand in front of my nose to make people aware that everybody is not buying into it. It is not okay. And I want them to feel uncomfortable as they're making me feel uncomfortable. So no, I do not believe in utilizing marijuana as a recreational drug. Yes. Whatsoever. It is sin, bottom line. That explains everything. If you believe in sin, if you believe that the wages of sin is death, then that is exactly my stance, and I'm not going back on it. I'm not compromising. I do not care. It is sin, and therefore, I stand against it.
Amen. I believe we have Maria on the line. Maria, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood, La Sierra. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you for calling.
Okay, very good. Not a problem. I just wanted to chime in today and just encourage La Sierra and let her know that I'm not biased just because she's my daughter. I wholeheartedly agree with everything that she stands for. And I just encourage her, although it may not be a lot of folks calling in, it's a lot of folks that realize that she's running, whether they're seeing her yard signs, her board, and soon to come her commercial. A lot of folks are telling me as we're door knocking that they're going to vote for her. So I just want to encourage her heart and let her know that it's a lot of folks standing behind her, a lot of folks that works this hour of the day that they can't call in, they want to call in. And I just want to say I just corrected, my bad. A lot of folks probably would call in, but to my fault, and I apologize wholeheartedly, I've been giving out the wrong number. So, folks, once I'm going to correct that, and so once that is corrected, folks will be calling in to say and give their opinion that they are behind La Sierra Maslin. And, of course, you have my vote, and I'm sure many others. That will put you in the office on November the 8th.
Amen. Mom, thank you so much for that call. That's a blessing to hear. And I'm thankful for your stand also. And we're looking forward to seeing La Sierra sworn in to office in January of 2023. La Sierra, I'm looking at an article that says early 2022 voting outpaces normal midterm elections numbers comparable to 2018 data. The article reads in part, about 2.7 million people have already voted in more than a dozen states that in early voting options. According to the data released this week by university, the figure is on par with the record turnout during the 2018 midterm elections. About one-third, here's where I want to go, about one-third of the early voters recorded so far have been cast in the state of Florida alone, as more than 600,000 in the Sunshine State have already cast their ballots. Florida has a Florida, which has a Republican governor, Republican-controlled legislature, is leading the way so far with the votes, according to the data that's on hand. So, Lancier, I'm thankful to hear that. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone is 831-0917. Lancier, give our listeners an opportunity to know how to reach you and what are your needs these last 20 days for this election. What do you need in your campaign? How can the people reach you? What can they do to hold your hands up?
Absolutely. So I am very excited, Dr. Youngblood. When I think of it, the 20 days, you've given me the countdown today. So I'm very excited. And so I just need everyone's support. If you are willing to knock on doors, if you are willing to hold a sign up at a major intersection, if you're even willing to pass out flyers at your nearest precinct, you can reach me at 904-413-0530. You can reach out to me and I can provide you all of the further details. And I just definitely need your prayers. I definitely need your prayers for strength and just that I will continue the fight. And that's pretty much it. And I'm looking forward to serving the community of District 13 and representing the state of Florida and just continually to represent my guy.
Amen. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood, and greetings to you. And last year, you have my blessings that things will go well for you. It would be a tremendous blessing to have you in the Congress. I just call in to say my little part regarding the marijuana issue, because I really hope that and would pray that Florida don't go that way. I realize it's a disaster, but it's far gone. A lot of states are involved already, but there's nothing impossible with God. He's able. So I'm really trusting God. But I grew up in a country where, as Dr. Youngblood keeps saying, I am just under 100 years old now. And as a teenager growing up in my country, I know I was well aware and conscious of the government fighting with the problem of growing the marijuana and using it. That was a battle right through my early years. And I remember in the 60s, the government, I could they actually lost the battle when whatever was happening around the world, different, but in the days of the 60s, when the university got involved in the growing and using of marijuana, and eventually we couldn't know the difference between university lecturers or students and the ordinary men and women who were involved in using it, and the government was really just fighting to see if they could get it under control. But they lost the battle in the 60s. And since that, as far as I know, the marijuana can actually, continue. But I am very much in agreement that it is a gateway drug. It might not
absolutely
be
what it is. Lily, I hate to jump in. Our time is rapidly dissipating. Listen, let me ask you a question briefly. Do you, based on what you've heard and what you've heard La Sierra say, would you recommend people vote for La Sierra?
A vote for her? Definitely, definitely. We need more like her, people like her in the Congress to speak up.
So absolutely. Lily, thank you. Thank you so much for your call today. God bless you. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I've listened to La Sierra, and I believe that the truth is of great value. And she holds the truth as her standard. But the Democrats they don't value, the truth has no value to them, no value whatsoever. So I'm just so pleased to have someone who values the truth.
Absolutely. That's a well-stated comment that I believe our listeners need to understand. There's a vast difference in just being a, quote, candidate that will be malleable for the lobbyist and for those that are pushing for their issues. But one that stands for truth is going to stand on the Word of God, stand on the principles that God's given us in His Word. And, Tom, I'm thankful for your call, for your comments on that. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day. La Sierra, we've got a couple of 2 to 3 minutes on the broadcast. I want you to, anything that you feel that we need to cover that we've not talked about today, that you want our listeners to know about you, about your campaign, about why you're running, and about the major issues that you stand for, would you articulate those as we start to close the broadcast?
Absolutely. I appreciate the time. So just in my thought process, you know, when I think about government, I know that America is a republic, and that simply means that the Lord is the authority, and then the government is supposed to promote the godly principles that our country was founded on. The government exists just to promote public good, protect life, liberty, and the property of its people. And so that is what I vow to do as your state representative. And I just ask for your support as well as for your vote on November 8th.
Lashier, I'm going to take a moment and kind of put the capstone on what we've talked about. I'm looking at Decision Magazine, October the 22nd, an article by Franklin Graham. Franklin Graham says this: on November the 8th, tens of millions of people, voters, will head to the polls across America in the most crucial midterm election in recent history. To say that much is at stake is a gross understatement. It isn't just control of Congress. It may be our last chance to stop the immoral and ungodly policies that have brought our great nation to the moral brink of disaster. The floodgates of Sodom and Gomorrah have seemingly swung wide open in the past 2 years. The spirit of Antichrist is pervading our nation, hating the things of God. Many of our leaders are now advocates for and defend such abominable behavior as same-sex marriage, gay rights. They are staunch supporters of transgenderism, which is nothing but a lie from hell. Those who flaunt those ungodly lifestyles are sold out and devoted to taking this lie as far as it can go and reaching our children and the next generation through the educational system. They don't care if a biological male goes into a girl's public restroom under the disguise of being a female. I say disguise because there's no such thing as transgender. It's made up, a made-up word by a godless society, a culture, and that openly defies God and his unique creation of male and female. Every infant in the hospital, every state, in every world order is born genetically male or female, boy or girl. And ladies and gentlemen, we've had the privilege of having La Sierra Maslin on today. It is our prayer that you pray for her, that you respond by holding her hands up. One more time, La Sierra, give our people, our listeners, how they can reach you, the telephone number, and what your needs are in these last 20 days.
Absolutely. So, again, you can reach me at 904-413-0530. Again, that is 904-413-0530.
La Sierra, thank you so much for joining us. And, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the air today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
The Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.